We were all at Matt's house in the basement, hanging out and getting drunk. We took the blood from both our fingers and we pressed it on our tongues. We're in the forest with the trees, and this is so much history. Well, what about my history? Coward. I don't know what to tell you, man. Those jokes were 3 years old, and I didn't know anyone was uncomfortable. Yeah, well, I hope you and your fucking kids starve, man, and I hope that Wes fucking dies in a car crash. And how about I fucking trash his bard so you guys can't make anything else because you guys think you're fucking better than me, and I am not out of line. She said that I cannot identify with a band unless I know everything about their lead singer. What does he look like? What are his motives? She said that he hates her, said that he hit her, and I will be the first to admit that there is something wrong inside of my brain. My bipolar makes me feel foggy, and I am developmentally delayed, and sometimes I lash out and I hit like a child who was taught not to hit. But I know I am better than that, so I have been in rehabilitation and therapy. It's hard for me to feel like I am growing when I read all of these things online, but I know maturity is the journey, and hail Satan, I have arrived. I let my mental illness define the last 10 years of my life in social circles that were bad for me, acting out and fighting online. I hate when people say they have mental illness but they still know how to act. I think they think that they can fool you with bravery and judgment. In fact, I am happy that all my personal struggles have been aired out for you all to see, because the choice to accept mental illness is no longer just up to me. It is up to you to see what I've done under the microscope my entire life, narcissistic mentally, when I see people come in and try to define my complicated spirit and my complicated soul. I am mentally unwell, but like you, I have a soul, and I am not the person that they say I am, but those parts of me exist. They are toxic, they are evil, I'm disgusted just like him, and I abused my medication, and I lied and said I'm fine, but I was angry saying faggot behind closed doors and still online, and I could talk about the suicide attempts I've had since everything went up in the 4 weeks I spent hospitalized, but you would tell me it's not enough. So what exactly is enough? How much hate does it take to fix an abuser's mental state and mine to make sure that at the same time he gets his? And we talk about accountability and what that looks like individually. So let me own up right here, right now, and say I take full accountability for being toxic and abusive and misleading with my life, and for anger that we pray for when I cry for you at night. And you know you don't forgive, and I know you won't forget. And I'm glad you all feel better for the things that you said. And I am sorry for the pain and the things that I have said and the people that I threatened, and I still wish that I was dead. And if I had a normal brain, then everything would be the same, but I don't. I'm writing this letter to apologize to everyone I hurt. I wish I could take back the things I have said and done, but I am unable. I found out recently that I have BPD, and that doesn't excuse my actions, but it's quite the opposite. I am ashamed at my lack of maturity to follow through with doctors and medication, and I lied when I said I was on a path to recovery. I was actually on a downward spiral abusing Xanax and those who were close to me, and those people from Medina know I'm mentally ill, but they set the precedence that I was not, which is my fault. I know that the best thing for my family and my future is to step away from music and the public eye, and I had this sickening drive to succeed, and I was insanely jealous of bands like the Front Bottoms, but that's the 18-year-old me I never grew out of being, so let me transition now into being an adult. I'm speaking to my daughter and my wife, and I want you to know how beautiful you are, and how I lay awake at night studying how I can become a better man, and separate myself from the things that are bad for me, and I love you more than fall loves autumn leaves, and I love the idea of leaving McCafferty behind, and that's exactly what I'm doing right here, right now. There are many lessons I have learned from my journey, and when I look back at it, those lessons take time and pain to set in. I am sorry to everyone for my lack of social skills and making people uncomfortable, and I want to thank everyone who has listened. If you are someone with a past you regret, let these words be your safe place. I'm done.